welcome back to Project Independence. And you, I'm Evelyn Roth, your host, and we are here at the fabulous Yes We Can Community Center in Westbury, where hundreds and hundreds of North Hempstead seniors and seniors from all over the island, really, are attending the second regional Aging in Place in Suburbia conference, where the focus is on technology. And my next guest is Larry Levy, who is the Executive Dean of the Hofstra University Center for Suburban Studies. And Larry, remember when this conference was a gleam in our eyes?
I do. I think it was a gleam in your eye. I think that after the National Center for Suburban Studies did its first evaluation for the town, you called me up and you said, so when are we doing the conference? And I said, well, you know, when the professors finish preparing the papers, they'll present them at conferences. And you said, no, we're doing our conference. I said, really? And you said, yes, it's in the contract. And I went back and read the contract, and I read it differently than you, but I thought it was a fabulous idea. And I said, let's not quibble, let's do it. And I think it really was you and John Kamen who really provided the energy and the vision for it, and dozens of other people in the town and some folks at Hofstra, helped execute that. And we're now in our second year, and it really is hundreds and hundreds of people, but not just elderly people. What's really cool about this year's especially is that there are a lot of folks who are elderly to be, who are looking either for themselves down the road, over the horizon, or they're looking for a parent. And I think that's very important, because the time to start preparing both individually and societally is now. We cannot wait 15, 20 years for that so-called gray tsunami. And I got bawled out for using that expression, because tsunami is a negative, as somebody came up to me. And I said, well, I didn't mean it that way, but I can understand your point of view.
Yeah. Well, Larry, you and Hofstra have been just an invaluable partner in the development of Project Independence. And you folks have done, we've now completed three studies of the effectiveness of our program and helped point us in the right direction. And happily, we're finding that the people that we're attempting to serve are indeed accessing our services, enjoying our services, and as our latest study found, and Professor Mark Silver will be our guest on the show in a few weeks to talk about it in detail, but did find that even knowing that Project Independence is available helps to improve one's outlook on life and one's sense that they're going to be able to age in place.
Right, even before people use it, it's an emotional or psychological security blanket for them.
Right.
Just knowing it's there. And you know, and that's important, not just for the egos of the officials who are doing it, who may think that, wow, it's going to make them more popular, which they should be more popular for doing a splendid program. But it really increases the value of homes. And you may say, well, how? Well, first of all, if you get people who remain in their homes, they're not churning the market, they stay, they pay their taxes, they shop. Elderly people tend to be at the higher end of, at least in the town of North Hempstead, the higher end of the socioeconomic ladder. Their money's not flowing out to Florida or Arizona or North or South Carolina. It's staying here on Long Island. And if the town gets the reputation of being a place that will take care of you from cradle to grave, not to add a note of a downer there, but it's a place that people want to move. And again, basic economics is that if there's more demand or more desire, there will be greater value. So this program, you know, is having an effect not just on the elderly and the children of the elderly, but on people all over the town, even in places where there is no Project Independence. So it's just a win-win-win-win.
Which is basically every place but the town of North Hempstead.
Right. That's right. That's right.
But I don't know if you saw the article that was in the American Planning Association magazine. Hopefully, because that's a national publication, this will generate interest on the part of municipalities around the country to learn more about what we do and how we do it.
And we hope that our research will persuade local officials around the country in suburban communities that are fragmented, that can't take advantage of the density of urban centers and rural towns. And they'll say, wow, look at the potential benefit of doing something like the town of North Hempstead did. We heard Congressman Israel talk at the Yes We Can Center during the conference about how people in Washington look at this as a potential national model. Mm-hmm. And that's just a great thing. It means that, again, not only is it great for all our egos to say we're all part of making this a reality and validating it, at least that's our role, but it not only do you demonstrate to taxpayers in the town that the money's being well spent, but it creates a reputation for the town that the next time you go to Washington or Albany and you ask for funds for some newfangled program that nobody else has done, they'll say, these men and women, they have a track record. So it's going to make it easier for you guys to keep pushing the edge of the envelope in terms of public and social policy. Just win, 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 win across the board.
From your mouth to Washington's ears.
That's right.
So Larry, you sort of acted as the MC today, introducing the speakers. Did you have a chance to walk around a little?
Yes. We did this 2 years ago at Hofstra.
Uh-huh.
And I was blown away then by the number of vendors, by the number of people who came. You said it would be really popular. I said, well, okay, let's see. You know, I'm always a little skeptical. I was a journalist for many, many years. And that one turned out to be beyond my expectations. And this is well beyond what we did 2 years ago. I think we have 100 vendors. We have somewhere between 600 and 800 attendees. We have a core of speakers who are first rate. And when you see an elderly person sit and listen to the possibilities of how just accessing a computer can mm-hmm. change their lives, if only by being able to see the faces of their grandchildren as they talk to them on the telephone, of being able to communicate with a classmate from 60 years ago that they found quite easily, more easily than they imagined, on Facebook. And what it does to connect them to the bigger world and to give them a feeling that they can still engage in meaningful relationships, even if they're spending most of their time aging in their home. It's a wonderful thing to see, and it's all over the building today. Mm-hmm. All over the building.
And what about this building?
Oh, let me tell you. I remember when Newcastle was in the midst of its revival, and we went to visionings, and people said, what do they want? And almost everybody wanted a community center. They're very expensive to build, and we're in a time of austerity, and we may be there for a long time. But John Kamen, the town supervisor, and some other officials decided that when a major business wanted to bring a energy pipeline that would surface after it crossed the water from the mainland in Newcastle, they said, this is a privilege that you should pay for.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of taking a payment that would go into the town's general fund, you know, the black hole of general services, John and other forward-thinking people said, no, let's use it for a community benefit in the Newcastle Westbury area. Let's build that community center. Well, let me tell you, not only is it so far advanced in terms of its construction with no impact, almost a positive impact on the environment from the way it processes gray water to the way that it absorbs sound and saves energy, but it is not just a center for the folks in Westbury and Newcastle. And anybody who has had any hesitation about coming to this neck of the woods, either because they are nervous about this area being somewhat poorer than the rest of the town, they really should think again. It is not only one of the most beautiful public buildings I've ever been in, a newly built public building. I'm not talking about the state capitol in Albany, which is the most beautiful public interior of any public building I've ever seen. But it is a place of great energy and activity with a number of programs, a gym that you would pay through the nose at a private club and couldn't do better. And it's a safe place. I have never felt when I've had to park my car, a half a block away today because I decided I wasn't going to avail myself of a VIP. I like to think that I'm not one of those stuck-up people. I walked a block, and I never once felt I had to look over my shoulder. So there's no need to profile the community as a place that you have to be careful of. And once you get here, you will say to yourself, whether you are elderly, whether you are a young person, what did I wait for? It is just fabulous. It really blew me away.
Well, the wonderful thing about today is that it has brought so many people from all over the town who thought, well, this was only a place that you could come to and access if you lived in Westbury.
Right.
And now they realize that it's for the entire town. You mentioned the fitness facilities and the gym. There is a charge, of course, but it is so much less than
I think the charge per year is equal to about the charge per month at a lot of private clubs.
Right, exactly. And I'm very pleased to say that the most popular part of this facility thus far is the Senior Lounge, the Project Independence Lounge, which is hopping day and night. Lots of wonderful programming going on here. People are learning to play bridge. They're playing bridge. They're playing other games. They're having community education programs. They're socializing. It's a real boon to the senior community as well as to the community at large. Larry, we have come to the end of our segment here, and I am so grateful to you for taking the time.
Well, I'm grateful for the opportunity to have not just participated in the show, but to have the National Center for Suburban Studies and other Hofstra departments play a role in being an honest broker and fair validator of the program. We look forward to doing more and more in the future. The experience of having political people say, let the chips fall where they may in their research. If we're a bum, tell us we're a bum. If we're not doing the right thing, tell us we're not doing the right thing. We never once were steered in a direction or away from one. And you should be very proud of the people you work with and for that.
We are. And we love you, Larry. Larry Levy, Executive Dean, Center for Suburban Studies at Hofstra University. Thanks and enjoy the rest of the day. We'll be right back.